This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Keith, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. It is 12:04 on the 20th of March, 2019. It is Enterprise Biz Bites. Today I'm in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
Arvind Raj.
Uncle Arvind's back.
Oh, man.
Ask him what he did earlier on with the photocopying machine.
I
loaded it with paper, and that's how it's supposed to work.
Right. But yeah. It didn't quite work out like that, did it?
No. Yeah. That's the printer's fault, not mine. Mm-hmm. Damn millennials.
01878988899 if you'd like to get in touch with the show. We're talking about music today, specifically whether or not you listen to music at work to stay productive. We're going to talk about why music affects your productivity, delve into a little bit of that, about how it can improve your mood, reduce mental performance if you listen to it with lyrics. It can actually improve your physical performance and a whole bunch of other stuff. So we've asked you guys to give us some feedback. And maybe give us some song suggestions. And if we have them and they don't have sweary words in them, we might be able to play them. Some of them, anyway. Then we're going to moving on to a story about a cash and grab. What's all this about, Ods?
It's about how Grab wants to lend you money.
Oh, do they now? And then Google are entering the ring with the Stadia.
Mm-hmm.
Should that be Stadia? No, I don't know.
Entering the stadium.
Yes, they're going to be playing games. Yeah. Or letting you play games.
Yeah.
Then we have a story that we'll be wrapping up, how you can literally insta-buy on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Grab wants to lend you money and Instagram wants to take it from you.
That's how it works here, right? So this story then, you popped it in yesterday, right? You wanted to talk about this, and then I stole this story from Arvind because I liked it. And it relates to one of my favorite books. One of my favorite books is This Is Your Brain on Music by a guy called Daniel Levitin, who is a cognitive psychologist, is a neuroscientist. He's spoken at TED, best-selling author, musician, music producer. And he just basically says, right, music was part of our evolution and how important it is that we listen to music as we were evolving, because it helped us with language and a whole bunch of other stuff. But what we'll do is we'll go through how some of the more important things of what music can do for you, right? So music improves your mood. When you listen to music you enjoy, the brain releases dopamine, which makes you feel good and reduces stress and anxiety. For example, in one study, with that meta-analysis of 400 studies in the journal Trends in Cognitive Sciences, so we know it's fairly decent, researchers studied the effects of music on patients who were due to undergo surgery. They were told to either listen to music or take anti-anxiety drugs, and then the researchers tracked the changes in levels of the stress hormone cortisol. Mm-hmm. Arvind's got a smirk on his face. I don't know why, but we'll find out soon, I'm sure. At the end of the study, the researchers discovered that the patients who listened to music experienced less anxiety and lower cortisol levels than patients who took anti-anxiety drugs. Music has the power to improve our mood, which in turn could improve our ability to focus and concentrate on the task in hand. Next, lyrics reduce mental performance, especially if you're listening to Rihanna's song, that's something about Better Have My Money. You know that song? No?
No.
She had something like 35 writers, and it's literally one sentence all the way through it.
So you enjoy Rihanna, money. Rich?
No, I've lent it to me. Anyway, not all music is equal. Studies on background music in the work environment have shown that music with lyrics reduces our mental performance at work, whilst instrumental music could boost our productivity. Whilst I was revising for my exams at university, I listened to a whole bunch of classical music. Not because I'm atas, but because it helped me focus. In addition, research from Applied Acoustics has shown that performance is reduced with increased speech intelligibility. That's the one.
Yeah,
I did it on purpose so we'd have a joke. In layman's terms, the more voices we hear whilst working, including lyrics, the lower our productivity. So if you guys are listening to too many voices whilst listening to a radio show, it could affect your productivity. Just saying.
Thank God it's lunchtime.
That's why we only have a few people in the studio.
Isn't three like the lucky number?
It is.
Okay.
And the magic number.
Yeah.
Music improves physical performance. Listening to motivational music whilst exercising can help to reduce boredom and improve the quality of your workout. This is according to a study by a sports psychologist, Kostas Kariagorgas. Music improves physical performance by increasing capacity to exercise longer, harder, and delays fatigue. Music makes repetitive tasks more pleasurable. This is according to Daniel Levitin. One study discovered that music could improve the performance of surgeons who take on repetitive non-surgical lab tasks. We've all seen that, right?
Yeah.
If you watch a bit of House or watch a bit of ER, they're like, can you just put the thingy on? and by thing you mean
I think
music.
They're talking about actual surgeons.
Oh, not real acting surgeons.
No.
Not Grey's Anatomy.
Just wanted to check.
But this is that famous study, right? The one that was done in 1994. They said that the surgeons who used music were more effective than those who didn't. Mm. Now, I just want to know, what do you mean by more effective?
Good point. Maybe they get things done more efficiently.
Faster.
Faster. Yeah. We had a chat about this, I remember, briefly. We spoke about
something like,
what music would you pick if you were a surgeon?
You
remember when we had like all kinds of stuff, including heavy metal and, you know.
I mean, hopefully it's not heavy metal.
Hopefully
not. You want him listening like Slipknot.
Yeah. Well, is that even heavy metal now? Or what?
Omuda Beats.
Omuda.
Yeah, who said that?
I wonder.
Who said that?
So anyway, moving swiftly along before he gets surgically attacked. Music familiarity is best for focus. So various studies have discovered that certain regions in our brain, which evoke strong emotions and improve concentration, are more active when we listen to familiar rather than unfamiliar music. Plus, we listen to unfamiliar music, we're likely to lose focus because you're adjusting to the new sound and trying to figure out what it is they're singing. Mm-hmm. There's still that mood of Beats joke in there somewhere. Music affects introverts and extroverts differently. During the study, 10 introverts and extroverts were given two tests, a memory test that required immediate and delayed recall and a reading comprehension test. The participants were required to complete the tests while either being exposed to pop music or in silence. At the end of the study, the researchers discovered that there was a detrimental effect on immediate recall on the memory test for both groups whilst music was played. However, after a 6-minute interval, the introverts who had memorized the objects performed significantly worse in recall than the extroverts in the same condition. In addition, the introverts who completed a reading comprehension task when the music played also performed significantly worse than the extroverts. Listening to music between tasks could boost productivity. I think we've got some way here. I don't need to go through them all, do we?
Yeah.
Basically, music is good. Music is great. If you apply it correctly, don't listen to music with lyrics whilst you're trying to concentrate. If you're trying to be productive at work, don't necessarily listen to it the whole time whilst you're working.
Yeah.
Listen to it for a little bit, walk away from it, from your music, have a walk around, and then put your headphones back on. And that sense of being washed over by music will help you kind of, you know, focus.
And that thing about the lyrics, I mean, it can be distracting when you're doing something that involves you reading or writing, you know, any kind of language process. But you should save the songs with lyrics for when you're doing those repetitive tasks.
Yes.
You know, so like if it involves filing or cleaning something up or, you know, something like that you don't really have to worry about language, that's when you can save those favorite songs with lyrics in it.
Let's just have a bit of fun. Audrey, what would you listen to?
Oh, you know what? I'm guilty of listening to unfamiliar music. So I just put on my Discover Weekly on Spotify and I listen to that. Sometimes I listen to podcasts as well. But sometimes I find that it kind of helps me, it boosts creativity for me, especially when I'm like writing a script or something like that, because I pick up words and I pick up sentences, or sometimes I just burst into laughter and then I'm like, you know, it helps lift the mood. And
we just thought you were weird.
That too.
Right. Yeah.
But I think my key takeaway from all of this, I think music works. You know, people say you can't listen to songs with lyrics, but you know, some songs that are so nostalgic to you just help lift your mood and just helps productivity, especially for me. But I think the key word here is actually volume.
Right.
It really depends on what volume you have playing these songs or the music, you know, because if it's too loud, it will be distracting. As long as you can hear it and enjoy it and also just put it at the back of your head and focus on the task at hand, I think it works.
Mm. I can't do the ones with lyrics if I'm working on something. So if there's like, because I'm going to focus more on the song than doing the actual work. But then YouTube has had this craze of late with this with these like lo-fi beats. Have you seen those? Long playlists of just like lo-fi beats. The ones that are too simplistic are kind of boring, but then there's some in the middle where it's like, it's kind of hip hop, it's kind of jazz fusion. And those sound like really nice. And there's no lyrics. It's like short songs, one or two instruments at most, mostly synth, mostly digital, and they sound good. So it's like amazing background music. You can just have it playing, and then you keep working on your scripts or your writing or your reading or something, and it never interrupts and never disrupts your focus.
One of the most, I'm going to share with you one of my most embarrassing moments of my entire life, and I'm going to do it live here on radio. I remember my father taking me to a karate class when I was very young, and it was part of a tournament, and in between the tournaments I was listening to music on my Walkman, back then cassette, and I was listening to Madonna's
Like a Virgin album at the time. And I remember bursting into song whilst listening to it in the middle of this tournament. And my dad just kind of looked at me like, what are you doing?
How old were you?
I would have been about 11 or 12, I think. Okay. Completely and blissfully unaware of what I was doing. But the whole room was like this, whoosh. It was literally a moment like the Karate Kid when you're just like, I want the world to open up and just swallow me right now.
Yeah.
Needless to say, I didn't go on to win anything in that tournament. I left with a bloody nose.
Yeah. Ouch. But at least you had your moment.
I had my moment.
And we have a great story to share.
And you have a great story to share.
Yeah. Which will never leave now.
It will not. It will not. You see how I love you guys? I share with you one of my most embarrassing moments. Anyway, we asked you guys to give us some feedback and some song suggestions as at the top of the show. And in fact, before the show. We've had one from Maggie Bess.
Yeah, so Maggie Bess says, seems like music has always been a part of my life, beginning from my dad's Nat King Cole and the Platters to whatever is current day pop. So music while working is a definite must for me. It's a lot better than listening to catty gossip. Also, Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror always calms me down. I change myself first rather than try to change someone else whom we don't have control over.
All right. On that note, then, we've got a little bit of Nat King Cole. We've not played this for a very long time. It's unforgettable. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. If you've got any more suggestions, and if we've got them, we'll try and squeeze them in. We'll be back in just a few moments when we're talking about a cash and grab. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.